Once again, it's time for the good stuff. Hopefully we have some good stuff for you to listen to today. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. In fact, since 1963, they have established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. The Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment. They have so many vendors offering a wide selection of antiques, vintage treasures, and collectibles. And of course, the inventory changes all the time. Somebody comes in and buys something. Somebody brings something new in. So make sure you check them out. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Always interesting inventory.
All right, so I have this message for you to give to your kids, to give to your grandkids. It's from Tony Bullitt a while back, the spoiled under 30 crowd. So if you're under 30 or 30 or older, you'll think this is pretty funny, I think. When I was a kid, adults used to bore me to tears with their tedious tirades about how hard things were when they were growing up, with what, walking 25 miles to school every morning, uphill, both ways. I remember promising myself that when I grew up, there was no way I was going to say a bunch of crap like that to our kids, and how hard I had it, and how easy they've got it. But now that, well, I'm over the ripe old age of, 30, 40, 50, I can't help but look around and notice the youth of today. They've got it so easy. I mean, compared to my childhood, you live in a utopia. I hate to say it, but you kids today, you don't know how good you've got it. When I was a kid, we didn't have the internet. If we wanted to know something, we had to go to the library and look it up ourselves in the card catalog. There was no email. We had to actually write somebody a letter with a pen. Then you had to walk all the way across the street and put it in the mailbox, and it would take like a week to get there. There were no MP3s or Napsters. You wanted to steal music, you had to hitchhike to the record store and shoplift it yourself. Or you had to wait around all day to tape it off the radio, and the DJ would usually talk over the beginning, and that would screw it all up. We didn't have fancy crap like call waiting. If you were on the phone and somebody else called, they got a busy signal. That's it. We didn't have fancy caller ID boxes either. When the phone rang, you had no idea who it was. It could be your school, your mom, your boss, your bookie, your drug dealer, a collections agent. You just didn't know. But you had to pick it up and take your chances, mister. We didn't have any fancy Sony PlayStation video games with high-resolution 3D graphics. We had the Atari 2600 with games like Space Invaders and Asteroids. Your guy was a little square. You actually had to use your imagination. There were no multiple levels or screens. It was just one screen forever. You could never win. The game just kept getting harder and harder and faster until you died. Just like life.
Oh, no.
When you get to the movie theater, there was no such thing as stadium seating. All the seats were the same height. If a tall guy or some old broad with a hat sat in front of you, you couldn't see, and you were just screwed. Sure, we had cable television, but back then that was only like 15 channels, and there was no on-screen menu and no remote control. You had to use a little book called TV Guide to find out what was on. You were also up the creek when it came to channel surfing. You had to get off your butt, walk over to the TV to change the channel, and there was no Cartoon Network either. You could only get cartoons Saturday morning. Do you hear what I'm saying? We had to wait all week for cartoons, you spoiled little rats. We didn't have microwaves. If we wanted to heat something up, we had to use the stove or go build a fire. Imagine that. If we wanted popcorn, we had to use that Jiffy Pop thing and shake it over the stove forever like an idiot. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You kids today have got it too easy. You're spoiled. You guys wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes back in 1980. That was, I think that's funny from our standpoint. Anyway.
You know what? I just was reading something the other day that talked about sounds that the young children or young people have never heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the sounds of, like manually typing on a manual typewriter.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Or dial-up internet.
Dialed up. Yeah, a lot of them today have not even heard the old beep, 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 be Or the rotary dial on your phone, how that click, 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 click around there.
You know, interestingly enough, we have children that we show that to and they don't know what to do. They look at it and wait for you to instruct them.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed our little tirade today, or my tirade today. That's the good stuff.